So I've just had a coffee way too late in the day, and now I'm going to be up all night. It was a very nice coffee. It was from 101 Coffee House in Oxford, and it was one of those sort of dark, very hipster coffee places that millennials just can't help to adore. Anyway, Mary here, and welcome to Audio Quack. This is the audio adaptation to my blog, The Oxford Quack, where I tell true stories and observations in a light-hearted, witty way for entertainment. So today's blog post is called The Time I Fed Theresa May a Finger Sandwich. And it's mostly about the time I was a temporary waitress in one of those catering companies. It was like a summer in 2014 in my early 20s. It's what millennials would call the side hustle job, which, ugh, I absolutely hate the word hustle so much. It's so gross. It's not a nice thing, hustling, but we've somehow made it a general term for when we're just sort of working on more than one thing, you know, at once. So I have my own term for it, as you will hear. If you are enjoying listening to this podcast or audio quack or whatever, send it some love. A nice review kind of goes a long way. I'll be really grateful. Otherwise, I hope you enjoy it. Here it is. The time I fed Theresa May a finger sandwich. Some call it a side hustle. I call it a B job. People in the arts, entrepreneurs, or academics tend to have a B job so they can do their A job or their calling. I.e., an actor may be a bartender, or an academic may do some tutoring. 2014, I was 23 and living in southwest London. I spotted the ad to join a temporary staff agency. Flexible, no experience required, a training day. It was all I wanted from a B job. At the training day, it became apparent that the agency didn't have high expectations. I couldn't quite get the cork out with the waiter's friend bottle opener that they required us to use. I had only ever used the bottle opener with the big arms that cheered you on as you screwed down into the cork, as if saying, "Way, hey!" And when it was my turn to balance the five plates, all the plastic carrots rolled off onto the floor. Yet, I got my B job. I was disheartened to find that the uniform was deliberately unsexy. I couldn't channel the Rachel Green waitress look that I had envisioned, with a cute skirt and a tiny waist apron. No, it was black trousers, dumpy shoes, and a man's shirt buttoned to the top to hide any evidence that you had boobies. You also had to stick your hair up in this tight, tight donut bun that made you look bald. This wasn't so bad when I joined the gaggle of other clunky waitresses, but when I was alone on the tube, I had the urge to let every attractive man know that I didn't usually dress like an off-duty vicar. My first job was at the Victoria and Albert Museum, where I had a dessert tower put around my neck. The aim was to balance the bowls of mousse and cupcakes on the tower as I meandered around the guests, and at the same time, very vitally, trying not to knock over an ancient Greek statue. Other events followed, like a breakfast in an empty office space off Trafalgar Square and a champagne reception on Pall Mall. The job was fun. The people, not so much. The events managers always seemed to be a canapé tray away from a breakdown. They spoke to us like we were automated robots that could only function if the instructions were short and shouted, "Join this line and take this plate and take it to that table. Take out the salmon last. Salmon last. Got it?" Once an events manager, who had one of those bob haircuts that warned you about her personality before you even spoke to her, grabbed my shoulders with a tight grip. "No, you go here," she squawked as she marched me to a table. I stood, frozen, with my mouth opened, flabbergasted. Well, I never. The guests were not much better. Perhaps I was expecting too much from the interaction, but people would nab a canapé without a thanks. They would dump their dirty champagne flutes on my tray, which was clearly filled with fresh champagne flutes. And the worst types were the ones who would order something without looking up from their plate. "What was that, madam?" I'd ask again and again until they finally got the game. "Look at the waitress." At a corporate boat party, I approached a circle of guests with a tray of beetroot and goat's cheese custards. "Scott's has to be the best restaurant in town," said a wispy, white-haired man as he lobbed a canapé into his mouth. Excited about our mutual taste, I said, "Oh, I love Scott's too." The conversation stopped in its tracks, and the man gave me a sympathetic smile as if to say, "Probably not the same Scott's, dear." I once served at an event in Whitehall. It was a drinks and nibbles event, and I was put in charge of the finger sandwich tray. Theresa May was there, chatting to her colleagues, when I came strutting over with my tray. She inspected my tray and then took a cucumber sandwich, looked up and said, "Thank you." "That's right. If the Home Secretary has time for manners, so do you, random corporate woman on table 5. Theresa carried on her conversation and I left her to it. And that's how I fed Theresa May a finger sandwich. I never did get the knack of pulling out a cork without the "Wehey!" bottle opener, but I did learn a few things from that bee job. For certain, I would never want to be an events manager or be friends with one. And that given a choice, Theresa May would pick cucumber over ham as a sandwich filling. My days of tent staffing are long behind me now, but my bee jobs continue, and so do the strange celebrity encounters. Like that time I was an Oxford University tour guide and sang a duck song to Justin Rose. But that's another story. Thank you so much for listening to another quack. Remember, if you are jetting away anywhere this year, have a look at my quack map on the blog and see if the country that you're going to is not pink. And if it's not pink, then please visit the quack when you're there and make it pink. Together we can make my map pink. Yes, that is the campaign slogan. Thank you again and have a fabulous week.